Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. For the past few days, I've been preparing my Sunday school lesson. I teach with Sister Gwen Perry. She is one of my role models in the Christian walk, and she's a witty, wise, warm, and loving woman. She's got a wry sense of humor and has lived a wonderfully tapestried life with ups and downs that she freely shares. We are going to be teaching from the book of Ruth, the story of Boaz, Naomi, and Ruth. Many of us know the story of Ruth and Naomi's poverty and how Boaz married the widowed Ruth and saved them from ongoing destitution. Sunday school book calls him her guardian redeemer. Well, that well-known part of the story is interesting, but as I read on, I came to a part I'd never read before, and it detailed Boaz's public declaration of his intent to marry Ruth. It's the response to that declaration that has applications to leaders, to all of us. The people at the city gate where Boaz made his proclamation spoke blessings over the woman and the new couple. They asked the Lord to create a family through them, for Boaz to have standing and be famous, and for the lives of his offspring. This was interesting to me for a lot of reasons. The first is that I'd never studied that part of the story. Truth is, I'd never even read that part of the story. The second reason it was interesting was it made me think about how I respond to the successes of others. I asked myself if I do anything other than say congratulations and send a card and maybe send flowers or a gift, do I ever speak a blessing over their lives? And the answer to that question is no, I don't think I do. And that's what I want to talk about today. It's called Speak It, today's title. I want to talk about how we speak, how we hope for, how we pray for, how we cheer for other people. What I'm talking about is affirming another person. When we think of affirmations, we often think of the things that we say to ourselves, the positive self-talk, the statement on the post-it, on the mirror that we repeat regularly. What we don't realize is that we can affirm other people. We can affirm them in our heads, in our hearts, and with our words. An affirmation is a really powerful tool. It can help create a reframe of thoughts and behaviors. It can encourage more excellence. It can encourage striving and setting higher goals. It can boost self-esteem. Just like affirmations help us with our conscious and unconscious self-talk, hearing a positive affirmation can do the same for others. I need to stop here for just a minute. I said positive affirmations. Not all affirmations are positive. I worked with a young woman who was leaving a really good researcher position at a highly esteemed university, and she was going to work for a pharmaceutical company. She was so surprised when some of her colleagues said things to her like, "You'll be back. I've heard the jobs in pharma, even at your level, they're really hard and you won't have the fulfillment you have here." One of the other things she heard was a horror story about somebody who had just a terrible experience at a pharmaceutical company. On a more personal level, I got married recently and I continue to be so appreciative of the people who have said and continue saying, "You guys are going to have a great life together and you deserve the best." My dear, dear, dear friend, Dot Bodie, told me of her strategies for a successful marriage. She and Mr. Bodie are still having fun after more than 50 years of being together. Our pastor's wife, Reverend Annette, told me that the honeymoon doesn't have to end, that we can have joy throughout everything in the marriage. What I'm not so appreciative of are the people who keep saying, "Well, you know, marriage is hard. Marriage is a difficult thing. And you know, you're going to have hard times." Oh, shut up. You don't have to say that. You know, negative assertions are affirmations of doom. If you're a pessimistic person, keep your pessimism to yourself. There is no need for you to curse the good fortune of other people. You may think you're sharing your wisdom and helping the other person do a reality check, but you're not. you're putting the negative into the air. You could even be daunting another person's spirits at a time when you should be lifting them up. Don't impose your limitations and your fears on other people. Now, let me go back to the affirmations that uplift other people. We've got the power to help other people rewire their brains and change how they feel about themselves and their situations. Can you imagine how Boaz felt having his friends and neighbors give such prophetic well wishes? Each of us has the power, and I believe the responsibility, to do the same thing, to speak the best over other people's lives and situations. I think that we can do that, and we should. We're responsible for sharing and amplifying the joy of other people. Encouraging words help. Yep, they help us as individuals, for sure. But they also benefit workplaces. If you want to improve the culture and the climate of the organization, start encouraging people. Start telling them about the future that they have with the company. Start celebrating their successes. Catch people at their best and speak words that help them be even better. It doesn't cost anything for leaders to affirm. Doing it regularly helps validate people and creates confidence and hope for the future. So, I want to talk about how we affirm and use our words to bless others. How do we intentionally provide that emotional support and encouragement? All of our affirmations have to be sincere. Do not say it if you do not mean it. Think about the genuine positive message you want to give the person. Instead of just saying, "Congratulations on your promotion," add something like, "I know you're going to soar in that role, and they're so fortunate to have you." You're speaking something positive into the other person's life and into their future. And you can get even more specific. My best friend is awesome at events management. My words for her are, "Michelle, your organizational skills have brought you this far, and they're going to take you even farther. It's your creativity that makes you so successful in every role you take. I know there's even more creativity in you, and it's going to keep you flourishing." And Michelle, I hope you're listening today, because I mean that. What else do we need to know to speak blessings over other people? It's important to let them know why you admire them, the specifics of what you admire about them, and how you hope they're going to continue to be served by those specific things. So you have to know something about them, about their character, about their accomplishments, about where they want to go. You got to focus on the present and the future. And that's the goal, to inspire another person today with what we hope for them for tomorrow. There's a website, reflectaffirm.com, reflectaffirm.com, and it has a whole section on affirmations for others. They have 100 affirmations you can use to speak the best into someone's life. They make a point on that site that I think is worth noting. We can break the cycle of cynicism by creating a ripple effect of encouragement that can positively impact countless lives. This act of affirming others helps deepen their belief in themselves and in the limitless possibility for their futures. We can all accomplish great things. Getting to greatness does require support, and it does require encouragement. That's what affirming others is for. Speaking power and positivity into other people's lives and situations, it reminds them of their strength, and it may be the words that help them soar even higher. I'm getting ready to wrap up. I'm hoping that you got something from this short podcast that will help you to be even more powerful at affirming others. I hope you get some tools that you can use to spur someone else to greatness. The act of affirming others strengthens relationships, it builds mutual support, and it creates tighter bonds. Just as the people in the Bible all those years ago proclaimed blessings over Boaz and his family, we have the power to use our words to impact another person's trajectory. So speak it. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichael Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.